Well, congratulations. You found me. You also blew my cover, and I'm not happy about it. You were the shadow in the third floor window, watching the gym from across the street. Morelli didn't say anything. In the dark garage, his eyes were dilated solid black. I mentally cracked my knuckles. And now I guess there's only one thing left to do. I can hardly wait to hear this. I shoved my hand into my shoulder bag, pulled out my revolver, and jabbed Morelli in the chest with it. You're under arrest. His eyes opened wide in astonishment. You have a gun? Why didn't you use it on Ramirez? Jesus, you hit him with your pocketbook like some sissy girl. Why the hell didn't you use your damn gun? I felt color flooding into my cheeks. What could I say? The truth was worse than embarrassing. It was counterproductive. Admitting to Morelli that I'd been more afraid of my gun than I'd been of Ramirez wasn't going to do much to further my credibility as an apprehension agent. It didn't take Morelli long to put it together. He made a disgusted sound, pushed the barrel aside, and took the gun from me. If you aren't willing to use it, you shouldn't be carrying it. You have a permit to carry a concealed weapon? Yes. And I was at least 10% convinced it was legal. Where'd you get your permit? Ranger got it for me. Ranger Mañoso? Christ, he probably made it in his cellar. He shook out the bullets and gave the gun back to me. Find a new job and stay away from Ramirez. He's nuts. He's been charged with rape on 3 separate occasions and been acquitted each time because the victim always disappears. I didn't know. There's a lot you don't know. His attitude was beginning to piss me off. I was only too well aware I had a lot to learn about apprehension. I didn't need Morelli's sarcastic superiority. So what's your point? Get off my case. You want a career in law enforcement? Fine. Go for it. Just don't learn on me. I have enough problems without worrying about saving your ass. No one asked you to save my ass. I would have saved my own ass if you hadn't interfered. Honey, you couldn't find your ass with both hands. My palms were skinned and burned like the devil. My scalp was sore. My knees throbbed. I wanted to go back to my apartment and stand in a hot shower for 5 or 6 hours until I felt clean and strong. I wanted to get away from Morelli and regroup. I'm going home.